Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, Lauren L. here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lauren L. of Baha'i Desert. I emphasize news primarily relating to development here in the Morongo Basin, happening in Yucca Valley, Landers, Joshua Tree, 29 Palms, and beyond. I host every week. You can find my show at laurenlofthehighdesert.com, where you can listen at any time. You can also hear my show on radiofreejoshuatree.com, where I'm broadcasted once a week, 5 days, or five times a week, once a day. This show is brought to you by CrossFit Yucca Valley. CrossFit is a really fantastic location to go to for working out, for a team environment, for getting that exercise that you may need. And so I'm really excited to have them sponsoring the show here. It's a really great location, and I'll be filling you in more with what CrossFit is, what they're all about, when I have the owners of the location interviewed on the show at some point in the future. If you're interested in being advertised on my show, sponsoring the broadcast, I really appreciate it. You can email me directly at laurenlhighdesert@gmail.com. High is spelled H-I, or you can go directly to laurenlofthehighdesert.com and message me there. I'm kicking off the show with a piece of history. This is coming from the Morongo Basin Historical Society, as well as the 29 Palms Historical Society. I'm getting this information from a book that these groups published. You can obtain it for $5. I picked my 29 Palms. So this piece of history is coming from the year 1916, and the title of the article is The Covingtons Purchase Warren's Ranch. Here's what the article says. In 1916, William Covington acquired Warren's Ranch in Morongo Valley. The Covingtons had been homesteading land adjacent to the Warren property. Covington had been in the Morongo Basin since around 1910, herding cattle as foreman for Banning Ranchers, Chase and Law in the vicinity of Covington Flats, which was later named after him. William, his wife Martha, and their four children, Vaden, Sarah, Leonard, and Lloyd, moved into the adobe ranch house previously occupied by the Warren family. Covington Park in Morongo Valley is another site that was later named in honor of the family. In 1949, the second son, Leonard, donated the 5 acres that became the park to the citizens of Morongo Valley. The park was initially overseen by the Morongo Valley Chamber of Commerce. However, in 1962, its administration was transferred to the Community Services District. Right next to Covington Park is Big Morongo Canyon Regional Preserve, jointly purchased by the county and the Nature Conservancy. Together, these two parks, one a legacy of the pioneering Covington family, provide a cool, shady oasis in Morongo Valley for residents and visitors alike. Very interesting. I didn't know that about the Morongo Preserve there. I've been there many times, and I'm sure that many of you have as well. If you haven't, you should check it out because it's a beautiful place with really great pathways set up and easy access to many locations there, and it's just really great fun. Here's upcoming events happening. There are always a lot of upcoming events. If you know of the events that are happening that you feel deserve a place on my show, a shout out, as well as being mentioned on my online calendar, then do not hesitate to contact me. I enjoy hearing from you. You can always go to laurenlofthehighdesert.com. I know I'm going to keep repeating my website because that is my primary location to get in contact with people. I am also on Facebook. Believe it or not, I am an avid social media user. You can find me on Facebook at Lauren L. of the High Desert. Here's what's happening. 5th, there will be a Spark Forum update. This will be from 2 to 4 p.m., and it will actually be placed in San Bernardino, but there will be a video conference here in Joshua Tree happening at the Government Center on Highway 62. Here's what the description says for the event. Spark is government project to balance desert conservation with renewable energy development within the unincorporated areas of the county that are owned by the state or federal government. Land use staff will conduct a public listening session on their plans, plans for the County General Plan Renewable Energy Element. The session will begin with an overview of the county's progress and priorities from County Planning Director Terry Rahal. The public is invited to make comments and do so via video conferencing at the Joshua Tree County Office facility. The meeting will also be webcast viewed online. Additional SPARK public workshops will follow in the spring, and you can go to sparkforum.org for updates on listening session materials. SPARK is spelled S-P-A-R-C. So again, it's sparkforum.org for more information. This is a great way to keep in contact with the county. Again, you can speak on camera so that the County Board of Supervisors can hear what you have to say. And so this is something really great to attend to, again, stay abreast and let people know what your thoughts are about the solar development in the Morongo Basin and beyond. On March 7th, which is a Saturday starting at 9 a.m., there will be a groundbreaking ceremony for the Yucca Mesa Community Garden. This will be taking place at the Yucca Mesa Improvement Center, which is in Yucca Mesa. And this is a really great location. I support this small community center. I go to many of their events. So I encourage you to attend this. This is hosted by a young woman named Dominique, who's very sweet. And here's what the flyer says. They are actually in need of materials such as chicken wire, fence posts, lumber, manure, tools, PVC and irrigation, as well as manpower. You can find more information about the Yucca Mesa Garden by going to facebook.com, search Yucca Mesa Garden. You can also email yuccamesagarden@gmail.com if you would like more information. And they should be in touch with you. The address will be available on my website if you would like to learn more about this event. I also shared the flyer on my Facebook page. So that would be really great. On March 7th, starting March 7th and actually going through March 27th, there will be free Get Fit Boot Camp at CrossFit Yucca Valley every Saturday, 8 a.m. The coach is Kate. And so here's what the flyer says. Want a high-intensity workout without the CrossFit barbell movement? This is motivational, powerful, and you get results. Our challenge 1 hour Get Fit Boot Camp class consists of a dynamic stretch and warm-up, strength and conditioning exercises that include body, weight, kettlebells, plyometrics, medicine balls, ropes, tires, dumbbells, and more. All exercises are performed for specific durations with short rest periods. All workouts and movements can be scaled to the individual. Summer is right around the corner. Space is limited. Email crossfityuccavalley@gmail.com to reserve your spot. And I really encourage those of you, actually, I encourage everybody to participate. CrossFit's really cool because I know everyone's at different levels. Some people love working out and they are in tune with that type of movement. Some people are not. So at CrossFit, they really change the workout according to your level. So this should be really awesome. You can get a taste of CrossFit and see what the facility is like. And it's really great people there. On March 18th, there will be a community seed swap at the Yucca Mesa Improvement Center in Yucca Mesa. This will be starting at 6 p.m. Help the Yucca Mesa Community Garden grow by contributing to the Garden Seed Bank. Bring your extra seeds and plants, exchange with friends and neighbors. Fun for all. $5 donation for non-members is encouraged. It's free for members. So, yes, you can become a member of the Yucca Mesa Improvement Association and get benefits from being a member in their group. On March 7th, another March 7th event, there will be a botanist lecture at the Harrison House in Joshua Tree. This will be from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. And this is a very developed event. It's very organized. They are asking for $40 to attend this event because it does obtain many workshops. And the botanist who will be hosting it is very knowledgeable. So this is something really great to participate in. And learn more about botany and native plants, Southwest native plants. For your reservation, you can call 760-366-4712. You can also search Harrison House Music Arts and Ecology on Facebook. All this information's on my website if you would like to learn more. Finally, the Old School House Lecture Series will continue on March 13th. Mark your calendar because this is one of my all-time favorite lectures. I've loved every lecture that has happened at the Old School House. And this topic will be Native American plant uses. Pam, this will be hosted at the Old School House in 29 Palms. The speaker is Daniel McCarthy, who has a master's in anthropology. $5 at the door. I really look forward to this event. As for me, I have not attended many events in the Valley this past week. It was a fairly quiet week, but I did go to the Yucca Mesa Improvement Association's potluck that was held on Friday, February 27th. I love going to their potlucks. I always run into people that have something interesting to say, and it's really great when you start going continuously and people begin to know you and know what you are about and what you do, and it's just a really nice time to chat and meet people. They were supposed to have a speaker from the Desert Medical Center speak about the tenant agreement that will be voted on in the near future with the High Desert Medical Center, but unfortunately, this speaker canceled. There were a couple community members that got up and spoke about the issue who were relatively knowledgeable because they've put in a lot of time and investigating and researching the topic. And what was really interesting at this potluck was that there was someone who did oppose the affiliation of tenant with the High Desert Medical Center. I have been to many meetings about this affiliation, the High Desert Medical Center affiliation with tenant healthcare, if it is voted on by the community. And I have to be honest, I haven't really heard any opposition about this affiliation. Everyone has been very supportive of it because Tenet Healthcare is a major corporation and they are affiliated with many major hospitals in the Coachella Valley, and I haven't heard much opposition. But at this community meeting, there was a psychologist there who did give a lot of words about why he opposes this affiliation. And I did not record or take notes at the time, unfortunately, because he did give an interesting take on the subject. He did encourage that the hospital stays local instead of becoming affiliated with Tenet, and claimed that the current managers of the hospital don't have the experience of managing the hospital, hence why there's been so many setbacks with it, and that their background is actually in finance. Hence, he was saying that he encourages to find people who are knowledgeable of running a hospital. But this brought up a lot of questions from the group. How will we find someone to manage the hospital? How would we pay someone to manage the hospital? These are questions that came up in terms of why should the hospital maintain local management rather than become affiliated with a major company such as Tenet? So that was one of the interesting things that happened at the potluck. There's always a speaker at the Yucca Mesa Improvement Center potlucks. It's a really great way to learn about what's happening in the community. So the Yucca Mesa Improvement Center is, or association, is really a great group. Again, with the community garden happening and other events, I encourage you to get on their mailing list because they do have a mailing list and they send out updates. And they're very supportive of also sharing information about the solar development in the area and just development as a whole. That's all I have about recent events I've been to. I do want to recap some information coming from Z1077. They always are putting out interesting information for the community. So here are some primary articles that I found. This article was published on February 26, 2015. Title says, County Offering Low to Moderate Income Tax Variation. The county is offering tax preparation for low and mid-income individuals and families. Reporter Taylor Thackard tells you how to apply. The San Bernardino County Transitional Assistance Department is offering free tax preparation and e-filing services for qualifying low to moderate income taxpayers through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Services are available to eligible individuals and families who earned less than $53,000 in 2014. Tax returns are filed electronically for both California and federal taxes. Taxpayers can call to make appointments, and there are extended evening hours and Saturday appointments available. Walk-ins are also welcome. Every year, thousands of families miss out on this tax credit, money that they could be used to, that could be used to help meet their family's basic needs. Don't be someone who doesn't use this opportunity. For more information, you can make an appointment by calling 760-552-6175. Good to know. Good information to share. Here's another article coming from Z1077 on an issue that applies to many people who are living in Yucca Valley. And this is also an issue to address not just here and now, but in the future, which is the sewer assessment and the sewer issue in Yucca Valley. I have not heard much concrete detail about this topic as of recent. It was being discussed more openly and frequently a few months ago, but nonetheless, this is still a major topic to go over and to keep aware of. The article was published on February 26, 2015. Title is Yucca Valley Sewer Assess Now, available online. Here's what the article says. The final version of the assessment district engineer's report for the wastewater reclamation project, the sewer project, was approved last week by the High Desert Water Board, by the High Desert Water District's Board of Directors, and is now available to view online at www.protectgroundwater.org. In the report, property owners will find information about how each individual property's shared cost of the sewer project has been calculated. The report provides an explanation of the methodology used to calculate each property's individual assessment. It also contains detailed information about project costs and the classifications of properties located within the assessment district boundary. Managing Editor Tammy Roloff explains why the completion of the assessment report is a big deal. The final assessment district engineer's report completes the water district's application for a low-interest loan from the State Water Resources Control Board. The water district's loan application will be presented to the board at a meeting in March for approval. The state board staff has recommended an interest rate of 1% for the $145 million sewer project. The water district will ask the state board to approve the loan with an even lower interest rate, which would reduce individual assessment costs for property owners. Once the loan is approved by the State Water Resources Control Board, property owners will be asked to vote to approve the terms of the low-interest loan that will be used to construct the sewer project by approving a special assessment district. The information of a special assessment district provides property owners with a financing plan to pay back their assessments over 30 years on their property taxes. The final assessment engineer's report and individual property costs can be found at www.protectgroundwater.org/assessment-info. Look forward to the future of this topic in terms of how it's going to impact the residents of Yucca Valley, and again, how it's going to impact nearby communities, because water and sewage is really a major issue here in terms of infrastructure and what is the ideal infrastructure to reduce basin contamination. Those are two primary stories that I found. That's all I have for today. It's a short show. If there's anything that you would like to hear on my broadcast, let me know. You can email me at laurenlhighdesert@gmail.com. High is spelled H-I. You can also find me at laurenlofthehighdesert.com. And you can always message me on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook. I love posting information. You can message me directly on there. Send me messages. Say what you like, what you don't like. I really appreciate the feedback. And I appreciate learning about what's happening in the community and even beyond the Morongo Basin in relation to conservation in other desert areas here in Southern California and even other states. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope all of you have a wonderful week and enjoy the weather. Thank you so much. Take care.